be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The shorter form. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some Bohai notice here says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's great, the Word of God dwelt among us. But much greater is that we share his divinity. We become God. That's more great. Through the Blessed Sacrament, when we receive him, we share his life. You know, when two elements come together, one strong, one weak, come together, usually the weak go into the strong, right? So when we human being with divinity come together, we draw into divinity. So we share God's life. And it's what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but God lives in me. That's very true. Many times we don't believe. That's why Jesus at times complained to Sister Faustina. Many people receive me without any attention. You know, God is love. He loves each one of us immensely, individually. He loves you since your birth. But we don't look at him at all. That's what Jesus said. He will forgive us, of course, if we say sorry. But it's more important if we acknowledge this great transfusion of his life into our life. So that today, whatever you do, it's not you do, but Jesus is in you. This is more than the incarnation, God become man. But man become God is much greater, right? So we thank the Lord, give us this special grace. And especially we Catholic have the chance to receive Holy Communion. Many Christians, they don't believe in the Blessed Sacrament. But whenever we come to the church, we offer a Mass, it's a celebration of life, transfusion. That we become another Christ. Thank the Lord that we are called to follow him. Of course, when we say follow him, to carry also our own cross. But our cross is nothing else but that of the shared humanity. When we have the cross together with Christ, we offer this little suffering for the salvation of the whole world. This is our aim of life. You're not living for yourself. Your success is not because you're great, you're wealthy. You're great because you participate the salvation of the world. You share the life of Jesus. So today, whatever you mention, you tell Jesus that you don't understand, doesn't matter. But he loves you immensely. Offer whatever you have, physical, spiritual suffering, together with him, offer it for the salvation of the world. We are another Christ. So today is a special day. Remember that we are called. We are shared with Jesus' life, so that whatever we do is not that we do, but Christ in us. So when we sing the Lord, with the Lord to our Father. We are always one with God if we secure this unity with Christ and with each one of us. And Jesus promised, but 2 or 3 united in my name, I'm in your midst. So when there's unity, stronger, the presence of Christ among us, this Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. So it's very beautiful life. So thank the Lord, come to us, so that we become another Christ to share this salvation with the world.